folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated. But I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now. I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter.
ABC News, I'm Ryan Clark. A bill to pay federal workers during the government shutdown failed to advance in the Senate. It was opposed by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said the only answer is to reopen the government for government employees like Courtney Bush.
We are approaching our first full missed paycheck, so I think that's when it's really going to settle in a little bit more.
President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend as he planned after speaking with the city's mayor. He pardoned one of crypto's richest men, Changpeng Zhao, known as CZ, the founder of Binance, who pled guilty to charges the company failed to follow proper controls. The Biden administration said that allowed money to flow to terrorists and child abusers. He had lobbied for a pardon and supported the Trump family's crypto venture. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier were among more than 30 people arrested by federal authorities as part of an illegal gambling sting. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is endorsing Andrew Cuomo in next month's mayoral election. They were both beaten in the Democratic primary by frontrunner Zoran Mamdani, who says in a statement, it's no surprise the two share an affinity for corruption and Trump capitulation. A reliable gauge of the Texas economy is the annual State Fair in Dallas. And now that its 24-day run is complete, operators don't like what they saw.
The State Fair of Texas has been an annual tradition since 1886, drawing as many as 2.5 million visitors. The problem...
when reality hits, traditions die.
Despite good weather, attendance this year was lower than it's been in a decade. UT Dallas economist Stephen Haynes.
It's not a lack of interest, it's a lack of disposable income.
Haynes calls it funflation, adding that it isn't just a Texas problem.
People are at their breaking point.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
October 10th is World Mental Health Day, and this year we're saying thank you, therapists, because behind every breakthrough, supportive moment, and small win is a therapist who showed up and made a difference. BetterHelp therapists have supported over 5 million people globally on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, where a therapist showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win, can change lives. With more than 12 years' experience and the world's largest online network of qualified therapists, BetterHelp makes it easy to match with the right therapist online, the one who can make a real difference. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. See for yourself. Our listeners get 10% off their first month. Just call #250 and say the keyword ABC Radio. That's keyword ABC Radio after calling #250.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. Legislation to prohibit foreign adversaries from acquiring Wisconsin agricultural land had a hearing this week. We get more from Bob Haig.
Assembly Agriculture Committee Chair Representative Travis Tranel questioned the bill's authors.
How many acres in Wisconsin are currently owned by foreign entities?
Representative William Panterman said, according to USDA, 2.6% or roughly 600,000 acres is owned by foreign persons.
It is difficult to tell exactly how much is foreign or owned by the foreign adversaries as would be defined in the bill.
While it doesn't specify countries, Panterman and Senator Andre Jacques named Communist China as their main concern.
The State Department of Justice says a man killed in a standoff in Washoe County likely died from officer gunfire. Mike Leishner has more.
Investigation shows 51-year-old Timothy Lehman likely died after being hit by gunfire from Washera County Deputy Alex Midthune, now on administrative leave. The incident started with a call about a domestic disturbance earlier this month. and escalated after Lehman barricaded himself in the home and started shooting.
An accused killer who was a person of interest in the 1995 death of an Iowa TV anchor is now linked to the murder of a woman in central Wisconsin. Bob Fisher has more from Iowa.
Authorities in Wood County, Wisconsin say DNA has positively linked suspect Chris Revac to the slaying of 21-year-old Deidre Harm after a night out at a Wisconsin Rapids bar in 2006. DNA also links Revac to the murder of 36-year-old Renee Williams of Ava, Missouri in 2007. Revac, who is originally from the Wisconsin Rapids area, was arrested for Williams' murder and killed himself in a Missouri jail cell while awaiting trial.
Revac was considered a suspect in several other unsolved cases. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. Frigid tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds will be in the mid-20s to start your Friday. By afternoon, sunshine, mid-50s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. It's 42 at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Summarize what has happened in the cattle industry this week. And the results of a new Farm Journal Ag Economist survey are in. We will put some perspective on the economic trends in farming. We'll make a trip to Brookings and SDSU and wrap up with some important perspective on PERS.
Live, I'm wearing a sweater. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Jackie Holland from ASA. Then we'll check in with South Dakota State University with Professor Londa Nawadike and David Thompson. Later, Dr. David Pyburn from Zoetis. Directly following the news, Angie Stump Denton from Drovers. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk Champ Glory.
That's a lot.
It's
that
a lot.
Is a lot.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Okay, so let's start to check some of these issues off right from the very top, okay?
All right. Let's do this.
The sweater. Is it a fashion statement or in response to environmental changes?
Well, first of all, it's a thin sweater. But I do have three layers on. There's a T-shirt involved, then a button-up, you know, a shirt, and then a sweater over top. But it is a thin sweater. I feel like you could golf in this if it were like 60 degrees out. I don't think we hit the 30s overnight. I think we got down to 40 degrees. But man, down here in the Midwestern subtropics,
did you just go sports on us?
I don't know. Is golf a sport?
I feel like we can. Yes, golf's a sport.
Okay.
Absolutely, golf is a sport. I thought you were completely done with sports. I wanted to start checking issues off, and here you are adding issues to the conversation.
And now I'm not saying that I would golf. I've tried it. It's not for me. It's not for me. I know a lot of people like golf. I guess
you
there's
keep
nothing
looking,
wrong
buddy.
With that. Necessarily.
You keep looking.
I'll find
it. Keep looking for what it is. It could be cricket. It could be hopscotch.
Maybe squash. I don't know what that is, but squash is delicious.
Listen,
I don't know about the sport.
I don't know if I completely get all the enthusiasm for this trend, but have you given pickleball a thought?
You know, I think I'm about 10 years too young for that right now, but I may get there. My dad is super into it. He loves
it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, all right. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip.
Appreciate that.
That is Davis Michelson. And we just got a lot going on here. We've got a lot of things that we are trying to figure out. And part of that conversation right there is all part of it. Cattle industry has just been swamped. We're going to get Angie on here. We'll talk about the trends that economists see in the ag industry. road trip on up to SDSU, and we'll talk PERS at the end of the show. What do you got in the news? Wow.
Well, the National Weather Service today says frost advisories and freeze warnings overnight and early this morning are in effect from western Kansas eastward to Ohio. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system will bring unsettled weather across the Great Lakes. Hello, South Bend. Into the northeast. Showers across the Great Lakes will still be common today, but they're expected to be less numerous than yesterday. You got more frost overnight, did you, Chip?
Yeah, it got chilly overnight, no question about it. We had a low 31 degrees this morning. Looks very similar for tomorrow morning. It's only 41 degrees right now, but yeah. It is sunny. The wind is not blowing. It's kind of pleasant out there.
Yeah, sounds like the weather's spoiling it. We're 53 and sunny, headed for a high of 68 degrees today. In overnight trade, December corn up 1¾ cents, a four-week high. January soybeans 5½ cents higher. December winter wheat future markets were up 1¼ to about 2½ cents. The U.S. dollar index was higher, and crude futures rose sharply to around $61.75 per barrel. That's ahead of the open. Now here, as we've got trade underway, we're fractionally to a little over a penny higher in the corn, up over a nickel higher in the soybeans. I like it.
Yeah. Look at soybean oil. We're just getting some short covering happening in the soybean oil. Got that market 70, 80, 90 points higher. That's helping out the beans, I think. Wheat, though, is acting like it's trying to put in some sort of low. Mixed trade and feeder cattle, fats are higher. Lean hogs slightly higher.
Well, Chip, USDA issued a press release late yesterday announcing a suite of actions to strengthen the American beef industry, reinforcing and prioritizing the American rancher's critical role in the national security of the United States. USDA says the national beef herd is at a 75-year low, while consumer demand for beef has grown 9% over the past decade. The agency says it will immediately expedite deregulatory reforms, boost processing capacity, including getting more locally raised beef into schools, and update what they say are common sense barriers for ranchers, like outdated grazing restrictions.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some really, there are some good things in these, in these plans.
I think so.
Okay.
Too.
But I don't know how any of this really fixes the problems that the Trump administration has identified. And I don't know why the Trump administration has identified the problems as problems in the cattle industry. Fixing a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, moving on to something else. Global crude oil prices posted sharp gains after the, we could go on, after the Trump administration sanctioned Russia's largest oil exporters. Ole Hansen, head of commodity strategy at Saxo Bank AS, told Bloomberg, quote, "It may force a shift in the recent supply glut narrative, forcing traders to adjust their positions back to neutral or even bullish on crude oil." Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Angie Stump Denton, editorial director at Drovers. Angie, welcome. It's good to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Chip. It's a beautiful day here in Kansas. So looking forward to a good weekend. It's World Hereford Conference here in Kansas City this week, and so I'm headed to those meetings as soon as I get off this call. So.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, it has been quite the volatile week in the cattle industry. Cattle industry is getting its turn in the spotlight of the Trump White House this week. What have we learned? The market is still trying to or the industry is still trying to digest this. How is the industry prioritizing these issues?
You know, I think, you know, we're all still trying to digest what's going on. It all started on Air Force One on Sunday night with Trump's comments. And, you know, we had some social media posts from Trump yesterday that was a little concerning to the beef industry. And then Secretary Rollins and some other cabinet members then released that report last night or yesterday afternoon, their plan to fortify the industry. So I think it's a lot of digesting and figuring out what all this means. And you know, the comments about Argentina, there's a story that I put up. I visited with Daryl Peel from Oklahoma State, and he really puts perspective on that Argentina beef. It's not even going to make a blip make a difference if we do bring in Argentina beef, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that is exactly right. I mean, the supply that we could bring in from Argentina, and I get it. You know, I understand where some of the concerns about opening up to imports lie, but the total supply is not an issue. It's not a pimple on a bull's butt when we think about just how important these imports from Argentina are. Angie, we've got to talk more about it next week. Thank you so much. We'll do it.
We do.
Get all the coverage, www.drovers.com. We'll be back in a moment.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Bex. Bex Hybrids is with you every turn because both on and off the field, we're all farmers at heart. See why at BexHybrids.com.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Why risk it? Your herd may have antigenic gaps that are not being covered by the products currently available. Custom-made vaccines provide a unique advantage in that they can be formulated to a herd-specific bacterial and viral needs. Choose the exact isolates, adjuvant, packaging, and size you need with Vaxinova for a vaccine formulated to your needs. Find out more by visiting us at vaxinova.us.com. That's vaxinova.us.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Strauss. From the fields you farm to the fields you play, Strauss is right there with you, getting the job done. Family owned since 1948, Strauss creates gear designed as a tool you wear and engineered to perform when the going gets tough. It's workwear built to stand up to an honest day's work and crafted for comfort. Gear up now at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. Looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland seed. Anything but typical.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, but I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science. They help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday morning. All right, each month, Farm Journal does a survey of ag economists to get a read on how economists view the current conditions in agriculture. Extension ag economists, economists from commodity groups, private industry economists are some of the people included in the survey. It gives us another layer of perspective to dive into each month here at Farm Journal. Another survey just wrapped up, and joining us to discuss the results, Jackie Holland, economist at the American Soybean Association. Jackie, it's good to talk to you. Welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Chip. It's great to be here.
Glad that you are here. Boy, when we think about some of the conditions that exist in agriculture and the economy right now, soybeans have been so much in the focus because of the China issue. Really glad to get you on here and add some perspective there. Let's start with some of the results, Jackie. About 60% of the respondents said economic conditions in ag are at least somewhat worse off than they were a month ago. Is that kind of how you see it?
I mean, as an economist, I look at it from a price perspective. While futures prices are kind of similar to where they were this time last year, the real impact is much more local. We are seeing basis prices much lower across the heartland than we have really in the last 2 years, particularly up in the Northern Plains, where a lot of the crops grown in that region are traditionally shipped out to the Pacific Northwest to go to China. Mm-hmm. There has been very, very little countryside movement, and that just tells us that those orders aren't there, those beans aren't getting shipped, there isn't enough economic incentive for farmers to move those beans off of the countryside. So, from that perspective, it's rougher than it was last year.
Yeah, and I do not disagree with that at all. And I think it's also because it's a cumulative effect, Jackie. I mean, you go through a year with negative margins, and you kind of go, geez, that wasn't much fun. You get a second year of it, and it starts to hurt. You go through a third year of it, like we're in the middle of right now, and that's when the financial pressures really start to set in. Basically, we've drained the working capital out of the industry right now, haven't we?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, as farmers are looking towards 2026 plans, the goal really becomes for them, how do we minimize our losses? You know, when you're looking at extending debt, at terming out debt, then the difference between $1.60 below futures versus 50 cents below futures, that's something that bankers are going to be watching very closely. It's a very real concern, and just compounded over several years of just tough markets.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody's looking for the answer, Jackie. What's going to fix this? And when we're talking about a margin game, you can't just say, well, price could fix it. Well, yeah, the price can help fix it, but you also got to bring the input side of things down. And fertilizer prices are a major concern for economists out there right now.
Yes, absolutely. Fertilizer and just all inputs across the board. Interest expenses higher. I think it's worth noting that with the higher input costs, with the higher interest rates, and with the additional losses that farmers are incurring this year, it's really a triple compounding effect from interest rates. So there's that, but there's also not a lot of flexibility in changing cash rents. In addition to the tariffs that are going to be put on a lot of active ingredients for pesticides, as well as fertilizer prices. And I can't forget equipment costs either, because so much of that crosses the border a time or two before it hits the farm gate. Those costs are compounding quite a bit too. So I had a colleague say the other day, it's everything everywhere all at once. And, you know, especially when it comes to inputs, that's definitely the situation that farmers are seeing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. But as you were talking there, Jackie, I mean, you put together a heck of a good list of some of the issues that farmers are having to deal with right now. But the underlying theme there was, let's get these trade issues resolved, not just with China, but with Mexico, with Canada, with Indonesia, with Malaysia, with India. Let's get these things resolved, and that's going to put us on a better footing. I think that's kind of the general consensus of the economists in this latest survey, too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, us economists are always going to be biased towards free trade, but in our on our farmer board at ASA, that is something that our farmers are advocating very hard for. It's really their top priority because they know that that is going to restore some of their on-farm profit margins.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, about one-third of the respondents said that the loss of markets is a primary factor contributing to the negative margin outlook. That seems about right, because there are some other factors, the inputs that we just talked about and everything. But that loss of market, I know for the people at ASA, getting an agreement with China that includes an opportunity. I'm not saying that includes, you know, mandated Chinese purchases of U.S. beans. Let's just get an opportunity to get back into the market, right?
Yes, absolutely. We think that if we can get back into the markets, currently our soybean prices are the cheapest in the world. But when you add the tariffs, that really prices us out of the game. Even as Brazil's cash prices are increasing as their crop starts to dwindle, we still can't compete because of the additional costs from the tariffs.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got some hopefully we've got a meeting between President Trump and President Xi coming up at the end of the month. I mean, there's a lot of focus on that meeting, Jackie, but it's well-placed focus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very well-placed. And that's something that our farmer leaders have been working with the administration very hard on, to make sure that we are getting our points across, that this is a critical piece of the relationship, of the diplomatic relationship with China. So We've been engaging at all levels of the administration to drive this point home so that we can get a favorable outcome from those meetings next week for our farmers.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. You know, with all of that said, and a trade agreement with China, I think, is top priority. But we can't stick our head in the sand and ignore a trend that has been in place for years now, and that is Brazil is taking more and more of the Chinese market for itself from the U.S. And the way things stand right now, I don't know what's going to turn that trend around, Jackie, other than if we do get an agreement and all of a sudden China starts responding to price rather than relationship.
Yes, I was talking with farmers the other day. I know they asked a similar question, and I did point out it is La Nina year, but I hate to be the Debbie Downer that wishes for a drought, but that would be helpful for U.S. farmers. I think it's also worth noting that Brazilian farmers are also paying very high input costs this year. Mm-hmm. That's slowing down their growth trajectory a little bit. But I'm not sure how long they're going to hold back if the U.S. can't compete on the same playing field as Brazil.
Right, right. Yeah, you put a drought down there in Mato Grosso. Well, heck. Even go to southern Brazil, Parna, Rio Grande do Sul, put a drought down in those areas, and it might get China to change its attitude about where it's going to be buying beans from. That's no question about it. Jackie, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much for having me, Chip.
You bet. Jackie Holland, economist for the American Soybean Association. You can get more at agweb.com. We're going to SDSU next here on AgriTalk.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, and every season.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
Expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
AgriTalk is brought to you by new Proven G3 from Pivot Bio. Proven G3 is bringing corn farmers three game-changing modes of action that feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday morning. It is that time of the week again for us to celebrate the Farm Journal College Roadshow. Michelle Rook, proud alum of South Dakota State University, was on the road up there this week, and we get to be part of it as well. Londa Nwadike is the David A. Thompson Endowed Department Head and professor in the Department of Dairy and Food Sciences. And Londa joins us right now. Londa, welcome to AgriTalk. It's good to talk with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You bet. Good. I'm glad you're here. Okay. Talk to me about what is happening there at the Department of Dairy and Food Sciences.
Yeah, so our South Dakota State Department of Dairy and Food Science is a very unique department across the United States. So we're one of the few departments in the United States that still has dairy science separate from the animal science department, and that we combine dairy science and food science is also very unique. So, and we have a very unique major in particular at South Dakota State. I guess I'll start with, we have dairy production as a major, and then we have food science as a major. And kind of in between those two majors, we have a major called dairy manufacturing. So dairy manufacturing is a degree where students learn, I can explain it as just saying students learn how to make cheese and ice cream and butter. And so they learn how to make dairy products that, you know, go all over the world. Our dairy manufacturing majors, though, they, you know, they learn the principles of processing, you know, dairy products, but that also applies to egg products, or it can apply to any sort of food product. But that particular degree is one that's really sought out by the dairy processing industry, are really keen to hire students that have that dairy manufacturing degree.
Well, for the processors out there, getting somebody with a dairy manufacturing degree from SDSU is getting a plug and play unit. They come in fully loaded, knowing what their job is and what it takes to get it done, right?
Exactly. We're very fortunate here in our department that we have our Davis Dairy Plant is part of our department. So the dairy plant is, you know, just a small model of what students would be seeing out in industry. So all of our dairy manufacturing students, as well as our food science students, but our dairy manufacturing students for sure are required to work in our dairy plant as part of their field experience when they're a student in our department. And so then they actually get practice separating milk, homogenizing milk, you know, pasteurizing milk, and then they get experience, you know, making cheese, making ice cream. So yeah, they've done the things, you know, hands-on. They've actually had that experience before they go out into the job site.
Okay, so the dairy manufacturing, does it lean towards dairy production, or does it lean towards food science? Or is it just kind of that intersection of everything?
That's a great question. So from my perspective, it really fits really well in between the two of them. So it really, for example, all of our dairy manufacturing students and our dairy production students are required to take Intro to Dairy Science, where we cover both. We cover the production side as well as the processing side. Our students are also, both our dairy production, dairy manufacturing students are required to take dairy microbiology, for example. So that way the students, again, on the production side, they understand what happens to the product after it leaves their farm. And the students on the manufacturing side understand, you know, how the milk gets to them at the plant and what the milk has to go through to get to the plant to be able to make it into cheese, butter, et cetera. So our food science program is a little more science classes are required, and you know, is more applicable to if they want to do grain processing or, you know, fruits and vegetables or that sort of thing. But yeah, dairy manufacturing really kind of sits in between the two of them. That's how I see it.
Okay, I got a feeling we're going to come back to that, but let's talk a little bit more about the food science component of this. How much product development, how much food development, you know, new products are part of that food science program?
Yeah, great question. So lots of our food science students end up working in product development. So food product development, that's kind of, and for a lot of students that are interested in things like food product development, then food science is a perfect career for them, or a perfect major to major in to get into that field. So yeah, we just had a company here last week that was here interviewing students for food product development jobs. And they were interviewing both our dairy manufacturing students and our food science students, looking for students who could, yeah, develop new products that are safer, that are healthier, that are, you know, more affordable. Yeah. So those are the things that product development might do.
Yeah, Londa, what I'm thinking about right now is when it comes to food development, with the movement, the consumer trends back to whole foods, you know, what was old might be new again in food development.
Totally. Yes, exactly. So food science is definitely an important, of course, I'm a little biased, but I think it's always an important career. But it seems like right now it's a very important career field to get into because, you know, food companies are constantly needing to reformulate their products. So they might have to take out food dyes, for example, or they
yes.
might have to take out
yes.
certain ingredients that they used to use. And consumers, you know, we want consumers to still buy those products. So how do we make those products in such a way that consumers will still buy it, but it's still safe, it's still nutritious, you know, and it's affordable. So, you know, all those things have to be taken into consideration by a food scientist to know, or a dairy manufacturing person too, to know how to make those products fit, check all those boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is cool. This is very cool. Londa, if you had an opportunity to talk with a senior in high school that's out there thinking about going into, you know, continuing their education in ag, what do you want them to know about SDSU?
Yeah, that's a great question. So SDSU has so many opportunities for a lot of hands-on experience, just like you described, you know, so we might not be the biggest college of agriculture across the nation, but, you know, our college definitely has a focus on really hands-on applied study, you know, making sure that they have the basics, making sure that they have that foundational knowledge, but also just having opportunities to, you know, work with, in our case, dairy cattle and work in dairy processing plant and work in our, you know, work in food processing. And a lot of our departments across the college, you know, really have a lot of that emphasis on students getting opportunities to do things on in addition to the classroom.
Excellent. Why maintain dairy science instead of including it in an animal science degree?
So great question. So, and I'll just note too, I just started in this position a year and a half ago. So I'm a graduate of uh-huh. SDSU. I studied animal science and food science myself and now came back as department head of dairy and food science. And I will say the dairy industry in South Dakota is amazing supporters of our Ooh. Department. Like we have huge, huge support from, again, dairy production, dairy processing and food science, those the alumni support, people like Michelle Rook, you know, are just amazing supporters of our department. So there is so much just strong support from the industry and from, you know, our alumni. So I really appreciate all that support that we get. And so that's why the department is still being maintained the way it is. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. What do we expect next? Where's the growth areas? What are the innovation points up there at SDSU?
Well, so I can just speak to our department in particular.
Yep.
So in dairy and food science, I guess how I'll approach that question is, you know, really, we're really working hard to get more students into our department, more undergrads for sure. So I think there's tons of opportunities for growth that way. You know, we really, our department has amazing scholarships funded by our alumni and the industry. You know, there's just so much scholarship support for undergrad students in our department, which is amazing. So, you know, there's lots of great scholarships available for students in our department, and they get really good job placement rates after graduating, you know, particularly those dairy manufacturing students, they can have, you know, two or three job offers before they graduate and good paying salaries when they graduate as well. So I guess that's how I'll answer the question that there's.
Londa, when you're looking for more students, it's because the industry is looking for more grads in the department that you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a good problem to have. I love it. Well, you're obviously a proud alum up there at South Dakota State University, and And it seems like you're pretty excited about what the future's got for you up there.
Definitely, yeah. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful day today in South Dakota. So I think it just makes it for to be a, you know, it's a wonderful place to come back to. The thing that I've really noticed since I've been back is, I mean, our students are amazing. Like, we have great students in our department. They are just wonderful, wonderful people and, you know, great stories and hardworking students. Yeah. And so we just want more students to be here too. We have, you know, great faculty and staff here to support it too. And just would love more students here.
Londa, it was fun getting to know more about SDSU from you. Thank you so much for making time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was great to visit with you.
Excellent. That is Londa Nwadike. She is the department head at the Dairy and Food Science Department up there at South Dakota State University. We'll be back with more AgriTalk in a moment.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
And put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At BEX, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. BEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
They say that good things come in threes, and now Pivot Bio Proven G3 is proving it. The first proven product with 3 modes of action is now available to feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Proven G3 locks in at the roots to deliver steady nutrition when and where your corn needs it most. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com/provenG3.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit loveloss.org and register today.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Bex. Bex Hybrids is with you every turn because both on and off the field, we're all farmers at heart. See why at BexHybrids.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I am Chip. Glad that you are with us here. Every time that people in the hog industry get together to talk about the issues having the most impact on production, respiratory diseases always come up. And I mean always come up. And now we are going through a change in the weather. We asked the experts at Zoetis for some advice for producers on how to best manage respiratory diseases like PRRS. Cold weather typically brings a shift in animal health challenges, but ahead of fall and what we might consider a heavier PRRS challenge season, new monitoring data shows a higher prevalence of PRRS popping up at atypical times of the year. Dr. David Pyburn, Managing Technical Services Veterinarian at Zoetis, can help us understand what these trends mean. Dr. Pyburn, what do you make of the monitoring data?
Yeah, I think it's a real thing that we've seen some shift in PRRS prevalence, but it's not what we used to expect in the past, where we had much more seasonality to PRRS. If you dig deep into the data, you'll see that it's somewhat regionality-based as well, where in the Midwest, where we have lots of open-air wean-to-finish barns that are very often positive for PRRS, we see less of this decline in the summer than we used to. And I think that's probably attributed to the fact that we have lots of PRRS out there. And also the fact that PRRS itself, it doesn't have to transmit only through aerosol. We got other ways, actually probably better ways to move PRRS from barn to barn, whether it's on clothes, footwear, people, or pigs, or equipment. And so we still see that transmission happen in the summer. And then the other thing you got to consider too here is the virus itself. We've had new variants of PRRS that we now know are out there. We now know that the virulence of those is very different. The transmissibility may in fact be different as well. And so it may be that the variants have adapted somewhat to be able to transmit better in warm weather.
Okay. What other trends do the data suggest about PRRS transmission in the wean to finish phase?
Really, wean to finish and wean to finish biosecurity within our industry, I would put it right up there as one of our number one priorities for dealing with PRRS. Again, we go back to the fact that we're looking at the Midwest where we have a lot of open air wean to finish barns. We have them very close together in proximity in southern Minnesota and throughout Iowa. And so we've kind of set up a situation where we've encouraged PRRS, if you will, to move between barns. And so it does. Our wean to finish barns sometimes have less attention to biosecurity, less attention to how often we get people in there, and less attention to how often we get eyes on pigs. And I think that's big too, is actually getting people in there daily, getting eyes on pigs in those barns each and every day, looking for disease and then reacting and treating disease quickly.
Dr. Pyburn, are there specific treatment options and timing that should be considered?
Need to address for sure our biosecurity in our barns. And then in addition to that, I think we need to look at how quickly we do address health issues within our barns, act on those health issues quickly. And we've got to get back to looking at the modified live PRRS vaccines. We've got multiple studies out there where these vaccines have been shown to reduce both clinical signs and shedding in our pigs. So if you're not using a PRRS vaccine in a wing to finish barn in a high concentration area, you should probably consider it, and consider it not only for the health of your own pigs, but also the health of your neighbor's pigs. If we can reduce that viral shedding, then we've got less that's being transmitted between our barns. So we've got then less PRRS out in the environment, and we're less likely to have positive barns that way. And then with the vaccine, I think there's a little bit of a qualifier too. Make sure that you're storing it properly, using it correctly. Really use the right vaccine at the right time, like Fostera PRRS.
Okay. So how should producers measure if what they are doing is actually working?
A couple of things. One is surveillance, working on surveillance with your veterinarian and doing surveillance within your barns as you put these mitigations in place, seeing what's happening to disease movement, disease transmission, disease levels within your barns. The other thing is, too, we've got to go back to relying on what the pigs are telling us. What do the pigs look like? Do they look like healthy, alert pigs? When you quietly go into a barn, how are they resting? When you stir them up, are they attentive? Do they get up and get excited? PRRS and disease is a stressor, and it'll result in some negative behaviors like tail biting. Are we seeing a decrease in that? And then our industry is great on data. We've got all kinds of average daily gain, feed and water consumption, market data. Let's go back and let's take a look at that after we put mitigations in place and see how we improve. And hopefully what we can do is, with all of us working together in the industry, we can take some of this cost, which Iowa State now estimates at $1.2 billion per year for PRRS alone within our barns, and reduce it across the industry.
Outstanding. David, where can listeners go for more information?
They can contact their Zoetis representative or visit pighealthmonthly.com.
Thank you, David. That is Dr. David Pyburn, Managing Technical Services Veterinarian at Zoetis. You know, one of the most important things that he said there, Davis, is keeping an eye on the pigs, understanding the kind of stresses that those animals are under when they're in the barn. And man, oh man, the way that PRRS can get into a farrowing house and really make it tough on saving those pigs is something that I don't have to say it. The hog producers know it, but it obviously is something that shouldn't and can't be taken lightly. So, yep, pretty important stuff. Yep, yeah. Yep. What a week we have been building into for the Friday Free For All, dude. This cattle issue and the way that it just kind of keeps piling on. I mean, there are more comments coming from President Trump here this morning. I'm trying to put them together during the break and gain a better understanding of exactly what was just said. And I don't know if I can do that. Hopefully for this afternoon, we'll be able to bring you some clarity on that. But it's, the market, and it's not just the market, the industry is doing a doggone it, working overtime, trying to figure out exactly what it is that the White House is looking for in all of this. And I don't know if we've got a real good understanding. What, you know, it's the old, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That's exactly right.
Really? You're here to help? Help us what? Get over these big profits that we're turning for the cow-calf guys? Yeah. The profits that we've got in the industry, we're trying to fix that? A lot of questions out there. We're going to have a conversation with Sean Hackett, Hackett Financial, this afternoon here on AgriTalk.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Join us as we celebrate three decades of Commodity Classic, agriculture's largest farmer-led event, February 25th through 27th. Experience game-changing solutions, connect with thousands of forward-thinking farmers, and explore innovations from over 400 companies, all focused on powering your farm forward with efficiency and profitability. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Don't miss 30 years of agricultural excellence in the heart of Texas.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As demolition of the east wing of the White House continues to make way for President Trump's new ballroom, that ballroom project will be privately funded. And responding to questions about the speed of the demolition,